Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. Another round of Profile This, our question, what did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Here's an uplifting one. What my cat did was jump off our deck. Now, we live on the fifth floor of an apartment building above concrete. My fiance and I were standing on the deck together with him. Then he got scared, and he leapt off towards a tree not too far from us. But he didn't make it, and we watched him fall and hit the concrete. Yeah.
I guess he didn't make it.
I knew. I think all my lives went away in that moment, man. I'm sorry. That had to be freaking awful.
But that had to be traumatizing.
My God. Wow, man.
That's one of those you don't see coming.
Yeah, in spite of my laughter, I do feel bad for you, man. Hello, Sky. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, talking about crazy animals. I had this dog when I was a single person, and he was a great buddy. I got him because a girlfriend went out of town, and I kept him for a few years. But then I got married, and he was not a good companion because he was super jealous of my new wife. So, we thought one of the things that would be good to do would be to get him a companion. Well, one day, we had to leave the house. We left the companion dog out and him in the bathroom, and he ended up eating all of the laminate in our bathroom and killing the door.
So did he attack the other dog when he got out?
Oh, no, they loved each other. He just did not like being put in the kennel or being locked up because we had to put the other dog in the kennel when we left because we didn't know the new dog.
It's amazing the dogs can do that. I had a beagle that started digging its way into the bedroom door, and it was almost on its way to fully get out of there.
Was that Honey?
That was Chewy. Through plywood.
Chewy, okay.
Pulled all the padding up. I completely pulled the carpet back out of the corner, so it's just like this flap, and then started working. And then there's all this foam, you know, foam everywhere, like if someone exploded a foam pillow. And then she had started to chew the plywood up, and she was digging her way into the door. This all happened in 2 hours at one dinner.
That is insane.
After chewing through a metal crate to get out.
Is that dog still around?
Oh, yeah.
That dog?
Oh, yeah.
She's still kicking.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
God. The
dog's still alive?
Yes. Crazy.
And you sound thrilled about it.
Oh,
I would say your beagles, you had this beagle named Honey, and she was a sweet dog. She was. But my biggest issue with her in the time that we had to live together is that I guess maybe she had the dirtiest vagina of any dog.
No, I think she had the cleanest. She had the cleanest.
She was constantly on that thing, and it's just that awful sound, but man, I know dogs do it. I've just never seen a dog do it with the frequency of Honey, man.
Yeah, and you know how Asian pornography is very slurpy sounding?
All right.
It was like that all the time. So like,
and you kids, would, if you didn't know,
it's very slurpy sounding. So she would just do this
all the time, man. And like, you try to be cool, but Honey!
Yeah. So
stop it!
But the thing was, it was such a sheen on it. Like, you could comb your hair in it. It was like a mirror. You know what I mean? Like, it was so... It was amazing.
I've never seen a dog
so much time just spent on that one part of her body.
It's like your buddy's always combing his hair back. It's like, you just do it absently.
Anytime you took Honey for a walk, that was the only thing other dogs cared about with Honey.
What, her vagina?
Yeah, I mean, she had a magical waheen.
So you think she was doing it like, all the fellas like it?
She sat down all the time because she had to. It's a magical place, I believe, where dogs really wanted to go. It's like going to Disney World. You
know, well, she took great care of it.
What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so me and my fiance got this husky, and when he turned to probably about 3 months old, we decided to start kennel training him. Well, we go to the store, we come back, we open our apartment door, and it smelled like someone took a massive dookie in the house. Like, it was just reeking. So we look in his kennel, don't see anything. So he comes out of his kennel and starts kind of heaving, give him some water, starts heaving some more, and all of a sudden he just throws up just poop water all over our apartment.
Oh, man.
It's like going under the door jamb into the water heater storage area, and it was just flooded everywhere.
Ooh,
God.
Oh, man. Okay.
What is wrong with dogs? I mean, honestly, my dog, I remember I'm in a park. I just hadn't seen a dog in a minute. It seemed a little odd. I knew he's on the other side of a pine tree. I walk over there, and he is face down in a stranger's dirty diaper eating the
poop. Oh, no.
And I'm like, you have. Dude, I mean, but even when he saw me, he does like that tail wag, like, hey, look what I found. And I'm looking at him like, are you effing kidding me, right? Like, this is ridiculous. So I get the diaper out of his mouth. His teeth are covered in turd. But when we get back to the house, man, keep in mind, this is Baltimore, and it is hot. It's like 95 degrees, about 90% humidity, third floor, top-level apartment. There's no air conditioning, so the dog is panting.
Mm-hmm.
And this wasn't a big apartment, but it was very long. And he was in the living room. I'm in my bedroom. We are on opposite sides, but because of his... Because he was so hot, the entire apartment smelled like this baby's poop. And again, I don't know who the baby is. I don't know anything about it. People have said I was mean for this, and all of you can kiss my ass. I went to the bathroom, I grabbed a scope, put it in his water bowl. It's like, bro, you got to drink this. He was not happy about it, but he had to drink the scope or it stopped breathing.
Then he caught a buzz.
What's Owen and the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
That'd be awful.
Dude, it's such a stupid scenario, but I'm like, I cannot believe this is something I have to deal with. Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
this is a Ted Smith, not the Ted Smith.
All right.
I respect you, Ted.
Yeah, I had a boxer dog named Bo when it was around Halloween and had a big old bowl of candy corn sitting on the table. He got into that, and that was the biggest mess you've ever seen in your life as a dog. Ate candy corn and puked it up along with all the kibble.
I got to tell you, Ted, I can't even believe that a dog would like candy corn.
Maybe that's why I puked it up.
I'm serious. That is just the worst tasting stuff ever. So did he? Was it back end or did he throw it up?
He threw it all up.
All right.
That's better.
That makes sense. Like, yeah, this is so bad, I don't even want to digest it.
Yeah.
Yeah, candy corn.
If your dog
corn.
Doesn't like it, it's not good.
Yeah, you can't leave stuff out with dogs. Dogs are amazing creatures.
Well, dogs, unlike
children.
They'll
get up on counters, they can move chairs.
Dogs are willing to try anything. You know, you can't get your kids to try a damn thing, but a dog, like, oh, I'll try it. Oh, a piece of poop, sure.
Yep.
Yeah, but I told you, my mom used to make these, like, meat roll-ups.
All right.
So it was just, like, lunch meat, and then she'd make some concoction of, like, horseradish and... I don't know what the other sauce was. I don't know if it was sour cream or mayonnaise. So anyhow, our dog's watching her do it. So she throws down a little piece of meat. And he just kind of looks at her like, you got to put the stuff on. So then she'd put the stuff on and he'd eat it.
With horseradish?
But he wouldn't eat the plain meat. It had to be done just like we were eating them.
He needed the condiments.
Yeah.
I will be damned. I mean, I will be damned. You'll put a little horseradish on
it? Right, he would just look at her like,
it's not done. What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my husband and I have two black labs. Or, I'm sorry, a yellow lab and a black lab. Our black lab is sick. She's had some paw issues over the past that we've had to take her to the vet multiple times. I'm talking like hundreds and hundreds of dollars to figure out what's going on with her paw. The vet sent us home with prednisone and Cefluxin. So anybody that's ever taken prednisone knows it makes you increase your thirst and you're a lot more hungry than normal.
It's a steroid.
Yep, yep. And so she's on it for about a week, and we noticed, I put some money out on the kitchen counter for my husband, and it was gone the next morning, and I just kind of figured he took it when he went to work, and I mentioned something the next day after I had deposited some money, and he said, I never took that money. So we're like, where did the money go? So this whole time, I had myself convinced I deposited the money, and it was a $100 bill and $520, so it was a total of $200. And about a week later, I was outside with my dogs, and she was using the restroom. And I happened, the sun was hitting it just right where I happened to see the edge of a $100 bill.
Was it still intact or was it all chewed up?
So it was actually, it came out in two different pieces. Three different pieces. The third piece, I didn't look for it anymore, but Turns out I called the bank. I wasn't going to wash the money and get new money by any means. But
why not? I would have washed my poop money.
I
would
have washed $100 poop money.
It was kind of gross.
It's covered in poop.
We just throw it away.
But under the poop is $100. I mean, to me, that's worth it.
Yeah, but it wasn't intact. I'm still missing a serial number on one of the 100.
So do you end up, can you get reimbursed for this, or is the game over?
Well, it was funny because I was looking up how to, like, wash money and things like that and called my bank, and turns out you need two serial numbers on, like, 20s and 100. So, and we are still missing a portion of that $100 bill.
So when you called the bank, did you tell them exactly what had happened?
No, I didn't.
See, I think I would have. No. I mean, because they're like, look, man, maybe they cut you a break in this case. Like, dude, my dog ate a $100 bill. It's not completely intact. I can only find one serial number, but come on, man, work with me, because you got to understand, I don't feel like digging through more turds, you know? I've done as much as I'm willing to do. Please hook me up on this.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, well, I don't even know if they take my money. If I came in with gloves on in a Ziploc bag, they're thinking, where's that money from?
Well, you just have to wash it and lie.
My dog's anus.
Where's it from?
Sorry.
Hey, man, I learned when my cell phone got messed up, because I dropped it in the toilet. But I take it to the store. The guy has it in his hand. Says, what's the problem? I said, well, I dropped it in the toilet. And the guy just instantly dropped it to the counter. Instantly. And he looks at me and he goes, man, he goes, don't tell us the truth. He's like, in these cases, it's like, say any. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't want to lie to you.
Well, he put it in rice and then it was brown rice. So it seems like it's dried out. What did the pet do? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hola.
So I had a Weimaraner for about 11 years. He was known to eat the cat doo-doo. I had him at the park one day. He gets up on a picnic table, and I'm like, what's he doing? He grabs a diaper and starts running because he knows he's not supposed to have it.
Is this a used diaper?
Yes, it is.
It's a dog. Park. It's the good kind.
Yeah, he's got big ears, right? Weimaraner hunting dog. He's running through the park with a smile on his face, doo-doo flying everywhere. And I'm screaming, come on, Elvis, come on. So he finally stops. It's all over him. I've got to wash him off in a drinking fountain. That's the only thing that's
right. Oh, God.
Wait your turn, kid.
Silicon Rock Castle, Drunk and Charge. We will sit and spin with 10 songs to teach you how to spell right after emails on our question from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Ryan Castle's coming in. We'll sit and spin 10 songs. It'll teach you how to spell right after these emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
our question, what did the pet do inside eating lunch when my dog comes walking into the house holding a bushel of bananas in his mouth by the stem and then drops them in the kitchen? That's where we always put the groceries. We looked out the back window of the house and saw our neighbor's car with a hatch open and a bag tipped over. We have the dog gave him one of those bananas. They are his favorite, and told him he was a good boy.
Oh, so basically he just saw the bananas, brought them in.
Right, yeah. Guys, when we lived in Arizona, we had an acre of land that we didn't do anything with. One year, my wife saw three adorable baby geese in a farm supply store and bought them on a whim. They grow into the most obnoxious creatures on this planet. They were almost as tall as we were or as unpredictable in their moods. Inside the home, we also kept ferrets as pets. One day, one of them got out and slipped out of the house. Well, we happened to look out the glass door and saw the geese running by frantically with this little bitty fluffy ball chasing after them. They were perfectly fine standing up to us, but a ferret scared the hell out of them. Funniest thing I've ever seen our pets do. And from Dave. Guys, my very timid and gentle black lab once killed and ate a raccoon, then puked it up on the brand new carpet in our living room in front of us while we were watching television. Guys, it's Cameron. Got a cat named Ghost, indoor-outdoor cat. Now, most cats would normally bring home hits that they hunted down, like mice, birds, but this cat, he would not bring that home as often as his most prized treasures, garbage. Specifically, he would bring home empty McDonald's bags, empty cigarette packs, and whatever else he thought was interesting. Last summer, he brought something home that got him in a lot of trouble. He stole some girl's bikini. He came home dragging it in his mouth as if he were a cougar and just took down a deer. He dropped it by the fence, since that's where he always did it, and thought he couldn't clear the jump with his treasure. I was going to go check it out when the owner of said bikini top came around the corner, topless and embarrassed. She asked me if I trained the cat to do that. I told her that was the first time he brought home something that wasn't garbage. Guys, I had bought a pound bag of Hershey Kisses, a pound box of Russell Stover's chocolates, and a 2-pound chocolate bar for my son and husband's Valentine's Day. My 60-pound dog ate all of it. She had diarrhea for 3 weeks and was otherwise fine. And guys, I had a dog that once chewed up 5 pairs of my brand new, still in a box, Air Jordans. Needless to say, I don't have that dog anymore. Any comments?
Oh, God, hang on a second here. Let me get back here. My granny used to grow zucchini. Sometimes she would give us the giant ones. My Doberman would eat the entire thing. Then it ate our Halloween pumpkins.
Man, it ate the pumpkins?
But that's, man, I don't know. Do people even have Dobermans anymore, man? When we were growing up,
Very few.
Doberman.
I think they're coming back, though. I've seen 3 in the last year.
And the ones I have seen have been bigger.
Really?
Bigger than I remember. They used to be skinnier looking. These, the ones I've seen lately, I'm like, well, that's a big dog.
I mean, because when we were growing up, the way people feel about pit bulls now, that was the Doberman, right? In the 70s and 80s.
Absolutely. Guys, I'd like to give a shout out to my husband. It's our 3-year anniversary. We don't do anniversaries.
Why is it so hard?
We don't do birthdays when we're not on the air. We don't do anniversaries.
Did you make that show?
Hell no.
Oh.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and women. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my little godson, Theodore Martinez, born this afternoon. So how about a little kid fish sandwich followed by some Joey Chestnuts? Thanks, guys. That's from Cameron in Phoenix, Arizona.
Fish sandwich!
Joey Chestnut!
I want to wish our son Hudson a very happy 7th birthday. Can you give a little kid fish sandwich and, look out, and the Disney characters giving him advice on what to do this summer if he gets bored. We love you, little man. Love Dad, Mom, and the kids.
Fish sandwich!
Uh-oh, look out.
Well, gosh, you're 7 years old. If you get bored, just make your way down to Disneyland. We'll be here waiting for you, and your parents will pay for the whole thing.
If you're really good, they'll bring you to Disney World. It's even bigger, and we got a lot of stuff. But also, on a serious note, get some of your dad's shaving cream, and you can paint on a table with it.
Jesus.
Well, you never did that when you were a kid?
No.
Really? You guys ever did the shaving cream thing?
Nah.
Is this another one of those ghetto things we were doing?
Yes.
You put shaving cream on the table and it's like you're painting.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay.
Damn it.
Oh.
Sounds like it's like the homemade Halloween costumes.
The story of Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Rags
the
to
boat,
riches.
The boat and the string.
Men's Room Colton here. I'm 21 today and I would love a big old Leroy Jenkins and the dirtiest of Germans rock on bitches.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, tonight we will perfect the dirty fly swatter. Many different suggestions of what it is. We will try them all, but they all involve one part of your body.
Yes, this dirty fly swatter will be dropped off at the German railroad.
Yes,
that means all of us will be there, so bring your ticket.
Hello, Bacholas, it's Brandon, Miles, an electrician here, and today is my 27th birthday. So how about an original fish sandwich and a small speech from our future president, the Ted Smith, Ted for President in 2020.
Fish sandwich.
Brandon, happy birthday. You know, I decided it was my turn to run. I promised a lot of things to people. Am I going to balance the budget? No, not my thing. Now, what you are going to get, state parks open and free July 4th and other holidays. And I'll tell you another thing, and I'm standing by this one. No longer will the fake news media and restaurants tell you about these boneless chicken wings. Those are frickin' tenders.
Oh, well stated.
Yeah.
That's a stance.
I'm going to stand on that one, Miles, not budget.
Oh, the bitches, today is my beautiful girlfriend's 27th birthday. We both love the show. She's been up working on an Alaskan cruise ship for the past month, and can't wait for her to get back soon so we can enjoy a super sweet vacation together. You're just looking forward to the sex. Come on. How about an original fish sandwich and a dirty Disney bit about all the fun we could have on an Alaskan cruise? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Well, how diggity dog. In some parts of the world, my penis is known as the Alaskan cruise missile.
I feel like if you're on the cruise, there'll be two cruises going on and two boats, but don't forget to rock the dinghy.
I know where the dinghy is.
It's in the back.
Yep, we call it the dingus.
The fun spot of the boat.
Bitches, today is my wife Sylvia's 31st birthday. She's an artist who makes the world's best French macaroons. Ooh. I think she needs a big old bong hit and some dirty Germans talking about painting. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm not an artist, but I will paint your face with my hairless stink weasel.
See, I want to talk more about these macaroons. Maybe I can provide you with some macadamia nuts.
Yeah?
Oh, I screwed that up. I wanted to say pistachios.
Pistachios?
Well, pistachios. Macaroons are delicious.
Gotcha. Hello, gentlemen, I am 43 today, and I would love to hear some turtle wax if I could, and maybe Coach Ted giving me a pep talk about being 43 years old. Thanks, guys.
Uh-oh, look out. Hashtag good advice.
A 43 is a big year. You know why? Because you're still in your early 40s. Next year, you'll be mid-40s. And then, people want you to be serious. So this year, go out. Do whatever you want. And when they say, hey, whoever's birthday this is, why are you acting that way? You go, I'm in my early 40s. Okay.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, I really
don't
know. Right. Yeah, sure.
Justify this.
Right. And finally, from the birthday.
In my early 40s.
All of Men's Room, our dear friend and co-worker, Sean, a.k.a. Emma Sean Prime, a.k.a. Marshawn, a.k.a. The Silver Bullet, is 34 years old. He is a hell of a co-worker and all-around good dude who deserves to be raked through the mud on his special day. So can we give him a your penis is too small, a let's pull it in, Jay, and the dirty Germans telling him what they're going to do with him on his most auspicious day. Thank you, guys. That from Veggie Dog.
Jay.
Yeah, Marshawn, for your birthday, I will Wakanda stretch out that fuzzy mouth of yours with my big black panther.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, Mr. Sean, you know all this will be done shirtless, like it is how we party. Second of all, Marshawn, you're going to find out how many Skittles do fit in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to use your fuzzy face for a loofah on my thighs.
Yeah, so that guy does have a great look.
Yeah. I call him Martin Luther King.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday to you, to you, to you. Birthday.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm,
Schweinefleisch. So one more here for you before we get to Ryan Castle and Sit and Spin. Ola Bachola's a few days behind, as I catch you guys though all the time on the podcast. Thank you there. As the subject line implies, my birthday is on 9/11, and it does in fact suck. Anytime I've ever been told by someone or told someone my birthday is on 9/11, their reply typically is, wow, that sucks. I've come to hate my birthday, and as a result, usually don't want to celebrate it at all. Little backstory about me, grew up on Long Island, and I was 17 on 9/11. As I was pretty far from Manhattan, I wasn't directly affected, thankfully, but there was a kid I knew in high school whose dad was a firefighter that was lost in the attacks. I still remember almost everything that happened that day, most especially the look on my mom's face when I got home from school. She'd been frozen on the couch, staring at the TV, just like the South Park episode. My Sicilian grandmother called me on my birthday a couple years after the attacks, and left me a voicemail. Obviously, after a morning of watching news coverage repeats of the attacks, I unfortunately didn't save the message, but she was hysterical, saying things like, oh, those poor people, etc., etc., in her thick New York accent. I'll forever remember the last words on that voicemail. Well, Ed, try to have a good day. So, yeah, S-effing birthday. Love you guys. Been listening for over a year. That from Eddie. All right, still to come and drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round to profile this, but first...
Yes, friends, it's time once again for...
Sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Trunkatron's Lancaster now.
Did you guys know that a certain percentage of what you learn in a school year you lose over the summer? Completely lost.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's called summer learning loss. So since we're creeping up on the summertime season here, I thought I'd do a little spelling bee today.
Not only that, a spelling bee.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. These are songs that teach you how to spell. Yeah. I want to keep that knowledge in your brain this summer.
Always looking out for others.
That's right, and I care about kids, as you know.
The music really helps people remember how to do things. I mean, there's a reason the alphabet's a song. There's a reason that Schoolhouse Rock taught you how to do all kinds of stuff.
Got to start. They're trying to come up with a concept for Sesame Street. It was Jim Henson, and he was he's at a couple's house, and the couple had a three-year-old kid. The three-year-old kid walked into the kitchen and sang a Listerine jingle,
right?
And they were like, the only reason the kid knows how to spell is because it's a jingle. Song.
It's the same reason you still know all the ingredients of a Big Mac.
So what you did was you bought us some songs today that actually teach
they
you
have spelling in them.
How to spell.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic. Okay.
From a thoughtful artist.
Number 10. Tell you what I'm going to do with my whole day. I'm getting D-R-U-N-K.
Okay. I think we know what that is.
We just happened to see Shooter Jennings, that's who this is right now, play with Duff McKagan the other night, and we were talking about the sit and spin, so I went home yesterday. I'm like, I'm going to listen to some Shooter Jennings. This song came up. I was like, what perfect timing. It's going in sit and spin today.
He's thinking
this
about the kids.
Right. This is D-R-U-N-K.
D-R-U-N-K.
From Shooter Jennings.
He's drunk.
For those of you struggling, that would be drunk.
These are 10 songs that teach you how to spell on sit and spin.
Number 9.
Anthony
Kiedis. Yeah. The lyrical genius that is Anthony Kiedis.
Man, I can't believe he got through the whole thing without giving up.
This is Big Tony and the Fleas. The song is Suck My Kiss. And of course, there's the other song that you learned when you were a kid, and now you know what people do in trees, which is K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Oh, yeah.
First came love, then came marriage, then became the baby carriage.
10 songs to teach you how to spell on Sit and Spin.
8. Number 8. Hello,
help spelling Lola.
Apparently the Kinks.
So most of us learned about gender bending, too.
you know what? I mean, why not teach as much stuff as
Absolutely.
You can?
Sure. And Coca-Cola. So Lola from the Kinks. L-O-L-A Lola.
I didn't realize they spelled that out.
Mm-hmm. L-O-L-A Lola.
These are 10 songs to teach you how to spell on Sit and Spin.
7. Number 7.
This is how you dance safely.
You know, this still holds up after all these years, doesn't it? Doesn't sound dated at all.
Not even a little bit.
Men without hats. Safety dance.
Men without hats. Every time they had sex, they got women pregnant.
Right. But then it's...
No friends of mine.
He's being honest. He's angry. Like, are you a dude that doesn't dance?
He's not a friend of yours.
Yeah, bug off.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here for fun.
That's right.
Isn't it a contradiction, though, to be men without hats and to talk about the safety dance?
Exactly.
You're not wearing a hat.
Right.
Well, no, you're not wearing a Jimmy hat.
Right.
Say men without hats. Come on, man. Let's not teach him safe sex.
Look, he's not talking about dancing is what I'm getting at.
Oh. Did not know that. Huh. These are 10 songs to teach you how to spell on Sin Spin.
Number 6. Baby, if you really want that, honey, get some patience. Baby, then you'll get a taste. I'll be tasting. I'll be laced with lacing. It's the tasting. It'll make you crazy. To the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you got it. To the A, to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you got it.
Now, wait a minute. Is this an incorrect spelling?
Well, the song is Fergalicious, and that's not even a word.
Right.
So
from that point on,
it's like Tasty Freeze.
She gets into Delicious here later in the song, too, and it's questionable, but that's Fergalicious from Fergly. To the S-T-Y, I believe, is what they're doing here.
10 songs to teach you how to spell today on Sin Spin.
5. Number 5.
Rock.
Yeah.
It took you that long, man.
It took a second. Good on you, bro.
R-O-C-K-U-T-H.
Is that truck? No, it's not truck.
It's not truck. Is it drunk? That's rock. They're rocking.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
From John the Mellon, the Mellon Cougar.
R-O-C-K in the USA.
10 songs teach how to spell on Sin Spin.
Floor number four.
Right, so that's Saturday night. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Saturday. Mm-hmm. Night.
The Bay City Rollers.
Correct.
That is correct.
Yeah, very good.
I only know that because of So I Married an Axe Murderer.
See, that movie provides more education. There you go.
10 songs teaching you how to spell today on Sin Spin.
Number three.
This song actually makes me feel violent. It's, you know, I just want to punch someone.
I can't write the word banana now without going B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A.
And dropping the S-bomb.
Yeah.
10 songs teaching you how to spell on Sin Spin.
Number two.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
And everybody knows Oscar Mayer Baloney because of the song. And it sticks in your head.
And if you ask me?
If you ask me, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
And baloney.
Oh, well, man.
Oh, man.
Are kids still eating baloney?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
As long as parents are kind of broke, they're eating bologna.
Dude, I got to tell you, I was at a nicer restaurant last week for breakfast, and they were like, oh, sir, might I recommend the mortadella sandwich? I'm like, dude.
It's fried bologna?
I grew up broke, bro. I know a fried bologna egg sandwich when I see one, but yes, I'd love it.
It was delicious. I bet it was. 10 songs to teach you how to spell. We made it to number one.
Number one.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Your urethra Franklin.
Out of R-E-S-P-E-C-T for Urethra Franklin.
Yes, Urethra Franklin.
To be number one. There you go.
A little known Urethra Franklin.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go on Sit and Spin. 10 songs to teach you how to spell. All right, still to come. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Another round of Profile This coming up as well. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up with Tricky Toes with Sade. Another round of Profile This, but first.
And now, the Men's Room presents another positive drinking story.
Oh, yes. Beer, it sure does have a lot of different trends out there. And the newest one is going for the health kick. This comes our way of Hannah Sparks as she writes for the New York Post. And the latest trend, believe it or not, millennials are now looking for a, quote, healthy beer. And millennials are toasting to the wellness booze trend. Young adults today are imbibing less than previous generations, but there are some new products out there that encourage a more healthy beer. So it was only a matter of time before beverage manufacturers began marketing formulations tuned to your health, such as 26.2 Brew, the flagship drink of Marathon Brewing Company, a new branch of the Boston Beer Company. That's the Sam Adams people. 26.2 is said to be a beer for runners by runners. Created by marathoners, triathletes, Shelley Smith, says the beer has a 4.0% alcohol by volume, 9 grams of carbs, and only 120 calories.
But how does it taste?
The golden ale is made in part with a Himalayan sea salt, which helps to replenish your body with electrolytes.
What?
Smith says the runners are always looking for an optimal post-workout drink, ones that taste good and give them a buzz without undermining their fitness regimen, and these fit the bill. Even more before creating the beer, I would often enjoy a post-run beer. Many of the running clubs I'm a part of go out and get beers after our runs. Great way to celebrate crossing the finish line. With the slogan, "We'll Sweat for Beer," another brewery, Sufferfest Beer Company, known from their Sierra Nevada brewing, also targets athletes and outdoorsmen. Their 165-calorie beer is 5.5% and is called Fastest Known Time. And it has about as much electrolyte replenishing sodium, 96 milligrams, as general sports drinks. Not only that, but it contains vitamin C, packed with black currants, which the brand claims boost gut and kidney health. Okay. These are all new beers. Harpoon, too, says their 120-calorie, 4% recreational league beer was created with a groundbreaking blend of nutritional ingredients such as vitamin D, high-fiber chia seeds, and Mediterranean sea salt.
But how does it
plus
taste?
Plus an abundance of omega-3s and other antioxidants. But yes, all of these beers are under about 150 calories.
I like the idea. I like that they're putting the effort in. I like that whatever version of sea salt they find important they're doing. Sure. But how does it taste?
It supposedly tastes pretty well. Alcohol is metabolized by the body the same way, regardless of herbs, sodium, whatever it is. It's toxic. That's why you get intoxicated. However, U.S. dietary guidelines recommend that alcohol be consumed in moderation. Have to let you know that one.
We know.
By the way, our Tennessee Mezcal brand, Jim and Bolt, they use organic, sustainable, fair trade agave. And it hypes its key ingredients. Is it Domena?
Sure.
A wild shrub native to Central America and the West Indies, used traditionally to elevate mood and boost libido.
Okay.
Oh. So that is all in your
tequila. I'm drunk and horny, mama.
There you go. For the positive drinking story. All right. Speaking of Bobbin, we managed to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we chose 59-year-old Annie Durham of Okla City, Oklahoma. Shout out to Rock 100.5, the cat there. Maybe you know this woman, Annie. Now, she lives next door to a house that almost burned to the ground, and the house apparently it had been condemned. But the homeowner was still using it as a drug house, all right? Anyway, the house was engulfed in flames, and after an investigation, officials determined that the fire was intentionally set. But lucky for them, Annie's house had security cameras and just might help them figure out who set the fire. So, like a good neighbor, Annie gave her consent for investigators to look through her password-protected video footage, and the footage showed, yeah, Annie started the fire.
Oh.
And I think Mike Hawk is going to tell you this later based on the death stare I just got from the other studio.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I guess she had a problem with the owner of the other house, thought it was a drug house, which is not guaranteed, and basically lit something on fire. It wasn't a Molotov cocktail. Threw it over the fence and lit the place on fire. There was someone in the house. Everyone managed to get out okay, but there was someone in the house.
Why would she allow them to look at
the
security camera?
I don't know, Annie. That's just stupid. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. Hey. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.